Now, the Asian Games of the JA took place this month in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. One of the clubs involved was the Taiwan Celts, founded in 1995 in a country the size of Munster, with a population of 24 million people. And usually in the news as part of the geopolitical tussle between China and the West. But there is an Irish community there and they keep the club going. But it's not only them, locals play as well. Part-time broadcaster from North Kerry, Neil O'Sullivan, went to find out.
Yeah, so the GAA team was founded in 1995, so it was the first Gaelic football team in Asia. So it was a couple of guys who came over on a FOSS program, actually, as engineers. And while they were here, they were playing soccer and they were playing American football and they were meeting up with friends from different parts of the world and playing different sports, and they were saying it would be great to have a Gaelic football team. So they gave it a go and they started out just four or five of them in a park, and then they got some other foreigners to join and some Taiwanese. And then they were like, well, why stop here? So they knew a couple of other guys in Japan and they asked them if they were interested to start a team, and they did. So then I think it was in the following year, 96, they decided they'd host an Asian tournament. So I think that was in Manila, and there was only, you know, a handful, three or four teams there. So, and it's grown from there. I mean, now 25 years later, there's, you know, 1,000 people, odd people who show up every year to the tournament in different cities in Asia. I think last time we were there was, you know, around 60 teams, you know, from the different countries. So men's and women's tournaments. So yeah, it's an amazing tournament now, and it's kind of like the showpiece for the Irish in Asia, I suppose. Yeah.
And here, this team here in Taiwan is obviously there's more than Irish people on it. It's from the accents and the faces.
Yeah, 100%. So we don't have the luxury. If you go to the bigger diaspora like Singapore or Shanghai, they'll be predominantly Irish. Although the ladies' teams tend to be mixed. For us, I'd say we've about 90 members, maybe 70 playing members, and maximum 20% of that are Irish. Now, again, particularly on the ladies' side, you know, we have locals, we have Americans, Canadians, Australians. We tend to get athletes that, you know, from maybe contact sports like rugby, American football. We have Weston here. You know, we've got Matt from Canada, Ryan, who's a basketball player. So it's very easy for those guys to adapt to the skills. And with the ladies, it's a big social outlet. You know, you don't get the same choice in terms of the sports. So again, we get really talented ladies, basketball, rugby, and ladies that just come down and want to try for the first time, you know, so it's amazing.
Well, I never played football in Ireland. I think I tried in school, but I wouldn't play unless they found pink football boots. So I gave up after that. But I found them. But I know it's the way to go when you're Irish abroad. Like, I knew that from Beijing. Like, you just have to get involved in it. So the moment I arrived here, I looked up Taiwan Celts. I'd actually like met a few of them before at different football games in Asia, but my first training session I was just like, God, we as Irish are so lucky to have this, because you just constantly have like a family. And like after 3 years, like, these are my people. Like, we're so close, and like I look forward to every Tuesday, every Sunday. But I never would have played football if it wasn't for Taiwan.
I love it. I really love football. Like, Gaelic football is it's like a great sport. So I used to watch like football, and I used to go to the stadium back in Chile. But watching Gaelic football is like way more fun. Yeah, I wish like everyone could know about Gaelic football, to be honest.
And how about the people on the team? Are they fun to play with and hang out with?
It's a good crack. Yes.
I'm Prentice. I'm from Hong Kong.
Yeah. And you play football with the Taiwan Celts?
Yeah, it's kind of little football to me. Yeah, Gaelic football, just for 2.5 years, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Did you know about the game before you joined the Taiwan Celts?
Honestly, no. I was really surprised by the rules of the game, everything about the game. Yeah.
Okay. And do you like it?
Yeah, I like it because I think the pace is very fast, and it's very exciting. And it requires a lot of teamwork. That is great. Yeah.
So we train twice a week, so Sundays and Tuesday nights. So yeah, I try to get down most nights if I can. But I was actually playing with Hong Kong for the last five six years as well. So you know, there was. It's kind of a different setup there. Hong Kong is very much centred around Irish players. Whereas here you can see there's a mix of all different nationalities, just as the Irish base here is much smaller. But the great thing about this setup is that it gets so many different people involved in the club. You're all different nationalities, many locals play as well. So I've been to the Asian Games, well, the last one was in 2019, but I've been going every year since 2015. I think the last one I was at, there was over 20 clubs represented.
It's almost like a trip home. It's just a weekend of Irish accents, a weekend of Irish humour. And then even to see like the local players on our team, and particularly like local players in Kuala Lumpur and stuff, just like soloing a ball up the field. Like it's madness to see, and it makes you feel such a feeling of pride. So yeah, we're all involved in it and we're all really excited for it.
And how would you describe Taiwan to people in Ireland who, like, maybe have heard the name but don't know much about it?
Like, I always say it's, like, the best little secret in the world, because I feel like not many people know about it, and I feel so lucky to have stumbled upon this little island, because if it wasn't for that little random trip, I would have never discovered it. But it's, in a sense, like, I find the culture very similar to Ireland in terms of, like, kind of banter, fun. Like, the people are very relaxed, friendly. It's a small island. Ireland is obviously a small island, so people are more, you know, open-minded and more curious and chatty. And, like, that shows when you leave the capital and you go down south or to the west even and all that, just the same as Ireland. Like, people are more curious and chatty. So I'd actually say it was very, would be very similar to Ireland, but obviously just the weather, it's a bit of a killer, so in that way it's different. But that brings all the positive things, like you're surfing in the middle of the winter, like, and snorkeling, and you can hike, like you can do absolutely everything here.
Well, I'll tell you what the Taiwanese say, they always talk about convenience. So in every corner there's a 7-Eleven. It's all about, you know, it's a country about the size of Munster, so half the size of Ireland, with 24 million people, so everything is concentrated. You know, obviously there's a whole lots of cultural stuff going on behind the scenes, but I think in general, you know, the people are generally welcoming. So is it convenience and welcoming.
Is it a safe place?
In terms of, like, petty crime, 100%. I mean, you can ask any of our ladies, you know, we have a ladies team as well, they would have no fear in going out any time of the day or night, you know. I mean, there's an underbelly, like in any, you know, place, but in general for petty crime, it's fantastically safe, yeah.
It's very much known, I think, more for, like, you know, the high-tech stuff, like chips and all that. But obviously there's a lot more to it than that. So, yeah, first of all would be the people are just, like, unbelievably friendly here. I would describe it as, like, a mix between kind of mostly, like, Chinese culture, and there's a bit of Japanese mixed in there as well. But, like, everybody probably knows about the food here. It's unbelievable. The infrastructure here is amazing too, especially coming from Ireland, where, you know, we have the old cliches of, you know, the bus running once every hour or something like that. Here it's like, you know, you're spoiled for choice, and it's like roughly what, half the size of our country. So it's amazing kind of what they've actually set up infrastructure wise. So, like, obviously public transport here is dirt cheap compared to anywhere in the world.
Taiwan has been in the news a lot lately back in Ireland after Nancy Pelosi's visit, and then of course the Chinese military drills around the island. And when I told people I was coming here, and I might be talking to some people, the question that was most to the front of their minds was, is it safe with all that stuff going on?
Yeah, I mean, I guess coming back to my point about petty crime, I think day to day, you know, this has been going on for decades, right? So you can see it yourself. I mean, we're out here on a rugby pitch, and, you know, it's life as normal. When you go out in the streets, I don't think there's any apprehension. It has been very front and centre in the media. So anytime you switch on the news at the moment, it's there. But I think, you know, and to be honest, it's more in conversation now than it ever has been. But I think day to day, it's just, you know, it's like, I guess, let's, you know, put it like it was in the Republic of Ireland when the troubles were going on. You know, we knew what was going on, but it wasn't a serious impact on day to day. Which, you know, you can have an opinion on that. Was that good or bad? But that's basically how Taiwan is at the moment. Yeah.
I mean, I remember sitting on the bus when I saw, like, the first missile notice thing. Some, like, three people from Ireland linked me it, and I looked around at all the local Taiwanese, and they were all just playing, like, Candy Crush on their phone. And I was there, like, looking at the breaking news, like, panicking, and then I just saw everyone was so normal. Like, nobody talks about it, which, to be honest, can be frustrating when you're hearing so much from home and you're like, what's actually going on? But until they worry, I won't.
I mentioned the GAA was started in 1995, and you know, I read the notes when they set up the club. They have the notes on our website, and during that they were talking about how China was threatening invasion at the time, and there was a lot of, you know, so this has been going on for a long time. Of course it's worrying, but you know, we're all doing okay here and feeling very safe, and life is good at the moment.
And a final word from Chris Walsh.
So one of the founders actually was Derek Brady. So he was a young Irish guy from Bohermeen in County Meath. So he came, and with a couple of others, they set up the club here. But Derek was actually tragically killed in a car accident here in Taiwan the following year. So just after they set up the Asian Games. So we were hoping to have a 25th anniversary tournament for Derek last year, but we had to cancel it because of COVID. So this year we're going to, you know, try to... you know, just remember him at the games, the Asian Games in October next month. And we're also hoping to bring a Taiwan team to Ireland to play against his local club, Bohermeen, at some point in the next 2 years. So if anyone out there wants to sponsor the cause, feel free to reach out to us at the Taiwan Celts. You can reach us on Facebook or through Instagram or any of the usual channels.
Yeah, there you go. That's Chris Wald from Mayo, and in that report there from North Kerry's Neil O'Sullivan into the Taiwan Celts, or Celts, I should say, a remarkable club. They'll be coming to Ireland to commemorate their founder in 1995.